Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Every day on Basic Gospel, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. We're here right now, live, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, call now. 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about depression, anxiety, all of those negative emotions that we experience in life. And usually when we get to that state, we start crying out for help. We all of us go through adverse circumstances. There's trials and tribulations that all of us face almost every day in life. But we really don't pay a whole lot of attention to those until our feelings really get engaged. Mm-hmm. And we start feeling bad about those circumstances. That's when we start crying out for help. That's when we start seeking answers. But there's some interesting things about our feelings that we need to know that can help us, I think, move down the right path of really getting help. The Word of God really talks about our thinking. For example, in Ephesians chapter 4, it says we're to put off our old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So the Word of God is pointed at our minds. It wants our minds to embrace truth. So what about these feelings of ours? Well, here's three things that we need to know about our feelings. First, feelings are responders. They're not initiators. We look at them as initiators, and we base most of our decisions on how we feel at any given moment. But our feelings are really responders. They're responders to what's going on in our minds. So whatever we're thinking, that's what we're going to be feeling. That's just the way God designed us. The second thing that we need to know about feelings is that they cannot discern between fact or fiction. So we can take all types of input into our minds. And, for example, we can be reading a wonderful novel. It's a fiction, a fictional account. Nothing that we're reading is true. But we are reading those things, and the author has put together the story in such a way that grabs us emotionally, and our emotions start to respond. I never forget reading through Victor Hugo's book, Les Miserables, and getting to the point where one of the main character dies, and it's such a poignant story of how he wrote about her death. I mean, I just started boo-hooing. My emotions were involved in that, but it was a fictional story. So our emotions can't discern between fact or fiction. A lot of us like to fantasize in life. We live in fantasy land. Well, when we do, our emotions can respond to that. So our emotions, they're responders. They can't discern between fact or fiction. The other aspect of our emotions is this: they can't discern between past, present, or future. They have no sense of time. We feel something right now, but our feelings could be based on something we're thinking about that happened years ago, something that we think might happen to us in the future. And our emotions respond right now as if it's happening right now. So our emotions can't discern between past, present, or future. It can't time stamp what's really going on inside these heads of ours. And that's why we mess up our present. So often we have emotions like anxiety. Well, what's anxiety deal with? The future. Man, we've painted this dark, dark story about what's going to happen to us tomorrow or the next day.
Depressing.
That's exactly right. And our emotions respond to that as if it were happening right now. Or we can look back into the past. Most of us who experience guilt and shame, it's not necessarily guilt and shame based on what happened just right now. It's guilt and shame over something that happened years ago. And we've carried that forward in our minds, and we feel that guilt and shame right now. So those are three important things that we need to know about our feelings. And when we understand those aspects about our feelings, then we can see that it's not the feelings that need to be changed. It's the thinking that needs to be changed. Yeah. Again, that's why the Word of God says we can be transformed through the renewing of our mind, not the renewing of our feelings, but the renewing of our mind. That is what will set us free.
Absolutely. This is Basic Gospel, everybody. And if you have some issue that you're experiencing right now, some emotional issue, or if someone in your family is undergoing one of those particular issues or experiencing one of those issues, this is a good opportunity for you to call and let's talk about it right now. The toll-free number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. The lines are wide open. You can also call the full number, which is obviously the same. It just translates to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you. The lines are wide open. They're yours right now. Well, guys, a question from Damon, who writes to us from Villa Rica, Georgia. His question, how do I find a new church? He says, is there a directory you can recommend that will help me find a church that teaches truth versus behavior in religion? I'm in West Georgia and have been attending my current church for about 6 years. I'm finding, since hearing the gospel from the perspective of the good news of what Jesus has already accomplished, that I no longer believe or can accept what I'm hearing from the pulpit. I'm no longer satisfied with simply attending a religious ceremony. Please help if you can. God bless you and thank you. And that's from Damon in Georgia.
Well, we appreciate Damon writing to us, and that's a very common question, isn't
it,
Richard, as far as churches out there. How can I find a church that's really going to meet my needs? You know, that's a difficult question for us to answer. There are churches out there who have leaders and ministers and pastors committed to this message of the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ Jesus. That's exciting. But they're just scattered here and there, and sometimes they're hard to find. They may not be in an area where you live, so we can't really direct folks that well. Hopefully in the future we will have a whole directory of churches that we can recommend, but right now we have a handful. So for those places that we don't have churches to recommend, here's what we would tell you. First and foremost, you're not going to find the perfect church. You're not going to find necessarily a church that's going to proclaim a message exactly how you want it to be proclaimed. But as long as they are holding out to the basic tenets of the faith, the fact that Jesus is God, the Word of God is authoritative in our lives, that we live in a new covenant, not the old, that Christ's death, burial, and resurrection makes up this gospel message, that the body of Christ is really the church. It's not an organization. It's an organism. As long as they hold to those basic tenets of the Christian faith, then you've got a solid place to go. The other aspect of it, you don't go to church to get your needs met. That's not what a church is there for. You go to serve and to help build up the body of Christ. We've got it all reversed here in this Western society. Yeah. The American, it's all about what's in it for me. I'm going to pick a church because of what's in it for me. We've got to reverse that thinking. What's in it for others? How can my attendance at this church be of value to others? And I think when we adopt that attitude and approach church from that basis, then we can find a whole bunch of churches to fit into, that we can serve, that we can actually help start a grace conversation in. And I think that is so vitally important. So find a place where you're fairly comfortable with the doctrine that's coming from the pulpit. If you have questions about what's being taught, set up an appointment. Talk with the pastor. Talk with somebody in leadership. Find out what they really believe. And once you have those conversations, you might find that you're not so far off in your understanding of this gospel message. And then find a way to serve. Find a way to build up the body of Christ in that particular area. And I think once you do, you're gonna fit in quite nicely.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're going to fit in, not you're going to conform, but you're going to find a place that you can actually serve and actually allow Christ to use you to impact others.
Sure. Damon, hope you're listening and hope that's been a help to you. And if you have a question, friends, and can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, drop us an email. You'll find the link at basicgospel.net. Right now, plenty of open lines remaining, plenty of time on the clock. That number, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC.
Well, let's go to Martin, listening to us in Brooklyn on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello there.
Welcome.
Amen. Well, God is good.
Yes, he is, all the time.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm in Hebrews 13:5. The Bible tells us, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. As God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now, explain what that means.
Well, it simply means that your contentment is tied to your relationship with Christ. Money can come and go. The things of this world come and go. So if you tie your contentment to what the world offers, you're going to be a yo-yo. You're going to be up and down throughout your life. But the one unchanging truth, the one unchanging blessing, is the fact that Christ Jesus is alive, living in us. And he has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So my contentment has to be anchored to him, to his presence in my life. And that enables me to see the things of this world in a whole new perspective. Not as things that are going to make me happy, but things that could be used, for example, money, to further the kingdom of God and help others find true contentment in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Does that
Thank
make
you,
sense
brother.
To you, Martin?
Yes. Let me say something else. The reason why I brought it up, I mean, to make a long story short, what happened is, I cannot see. I have problems to go out, get around, and I depend too much on people and transportation, etc. Well, I heard the news that one of my relatives had passed away, and, you know, the Lord is in control of that, and he knows why. What happened is I sent one of my friends a message. I don't want to say a name on the air, but I sent them a nice message. And my friend, my family passed away. Please pray for me and my family. And they ended up responding, don't text me anymore. And then they said, I will not call you next week because you text me. That was not very nice. Well, that's why I throw Hebrews 13:5 in the middle.
Well, Martin, I think that's a good point of what you're saying. We can't even depend upon people. People's opinions of us are ever-changing. They go up and down. At some moments they like us. At some moments they don't like us. And it can be for the most ridiculous things. But that's a changeable reality out there, the opinions of others, what they think about you. That's why we have to be anchored to Christ. His love never changes. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And so in that situation, does that hurt? Yes, that hurts. There's pain involved when somebody rejects you or somebody is mean to you like that. But I like to look at those circumstances as opportunities to really thank the Lord that he's not like that, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he's always patient with us. He's always kind to us, that he's always hoping the best and rejoicing in the truth. That's what God is like. And regardless of what goes on around me, I can cling to that truth.
Yes, because it did say he's the author of salvation. He's the author of, love and care.
Absolutely.
Not the author of confusion. Not the author of confusion or misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That doesn't say that in the Bible.
That's right. He is not the author of confusion. So if somebody's confused, you know that's not coming from the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that the following verse 6, reads, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can mere mortals do to me? That's not a, I dare you to hit me. That's, I'm content in Christ, therefore whatever comes up, I'm still content. You can hurt me, you can praise me, you can do anything you want, but I am content. And I love that he just doesn't leave it there, you know, okay, God said, never will I leave you. No, there's a response to that. I can say with confidence that the Lord is my helper.
Yes, indeed. Well, Martin, I hope that helps. We sure appreciate your call today, my friend.
Yeah, keep me in prayer, please.
We sure will, Martin. Let me put you on hold, and we can send you some information that might be a good comfort for you. We will send you a CD series that I did a number of years ago called If God Is For You. And that's one of those truths that we really need to embrace and just take a stand on that truth. If God is for us, who can be against us? That's what we learn through this great gospel message. So you hold the line, Martin, and we will get your information and send you that CD series.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, guys, you know, Basic Gospel Resources, as you mentioned, Bob, are fantastic for sharing with others. Every resource we produce is for the sole purpose of communicating the grace of God to those around us and for ourselves as well. And this coming Monday, something very special is coming, and that, of course, is our online and phone line store. We're going to offer all the resources that you order beginning this coming Monday and through the 26th for 30% off. It's our great Thanksgiving sale just starting this coming Monday. We hope you'll take advantage of it. There's going to be a special coupon code that we're going to hold secret until Monday, and we'll let you know what it is. So stay tuned for that, and grab that code when we announce it on Monday, and you can save 30%, get a 30% discount on all the products from our online and phone line store.
Yes, indeed. Let's go and talk with our friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Bob. I was calling in response to Damon's email, and you did such a stupendous, wonderful, I can't put enough adjectives with it, job on telling him basically what I was going to say. But one thing I have found very, maybe not comforting, but it just is what my experience has been. I've been to many, many churches in the St. Louis area, and quite frankly, none of them preach the full gospel. But like you said, you know, they do believe that Jesus is God. They believe that he did die for us. But I found that as I look at the body of Christ differently, my main focus isn't so much on the pastor or the message giver so much anymore as it is with all the people that surround me and that I'm in amongst in the body of Christ. And I have found, with very few exceptions, that when I build relationship with people in the various congregations and come to kind of a trust relationship or a friendly relationship, man, the doors just spring open, and you're right. I can share the message of grace. I can share the death, burial, and resurrection, and the resurrection life, and I can share. You never hear anything, barely ever, about being a new covenant believer. I don't think I've ever heard it in a single church I've ever been in. But you start in these relationships sharing that truth. And the thing that I have that's comforting about that, God himself says that my word will not return to me void. So all we do is just share the full gospel. We share the message of grace and the new covenant. And it's up to God. And he is faithful to his own word to take that truth and make it real to people.
He sure is, Brad. And, you know, when you read the word of God, there's no place in the word of God that says to go to church. But there are all kinds of passages that say that encourage the church to go out into the world and to make the life of Jesus Christ known. And so as we become disciples, as we begin to really grow in our understanding of the grace of God and our lives become a good news story, that we truly have stepped into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can take that story out to others and share it in such a way that we become catalyst for this grace conversation, to get people to think.
And one other thing that I would say to the entire audience is, if they remain plugged in to Basic Gospel and listen to the broadcast as often as possible, I'm very fortunate I can do it daily. But there's very good support in just the words and the messages that come from you and Richard and Bob. And it's a wonderful support to me, and actually helps me reach out in my community. So just everybody that's listening, keep on listening and put the word out on where people can hear the truth.
Well, thank you, Brad. Thanks,
Ed.
As always, you have a good weekend, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk with Carr. Hi, Carr.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Welcome.
You know, I never listened to your station. You hit me right with the truth. My goodness, I had to pull my car over, and I'm listening. I'm older, so it's a lot has happened in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what God wants me to share with you, though, but I'll just tell you, anxiety, I'm going to cry. So
that's okay.
I've counseled with a Christian psychologist for years, and then I stopped, and I went back, I stopped. I'm married, and my guy loves me, and I love him. We're married for 51 years.
Oh, my.
I gave my life to Christ 43 years ago, but we just don't see eye to eye with things, especially money. Right now, I don't know where to go to church either, so I like what you just said about I can minister out in the streets easier than I can go with the body of Christ. So I've been involved with the college, Campus Crusade, the homeless, served. Right now I'm retired, so I'm not serving. And then I didn't know whether to go back for counseling and take medication. So just to let you know, there was child abuse, which I'm still, I think, trying to overcome that, and it affects my marriage. So, you're right. I have to think to change my mind is so true. I used to go to bed and quote scriptures that I memorized, and I really don't know what my problem is, except I think I'm not being thankful, and I'm not serving. So,
well,
help.
Well, Carr, what we'll do, I want to put you on hold in just a minute. We have a wonderful audio series that we'll send you. It's called The Breakout, and it's just the path that God kind of lays out for us that enables us to break free from the emotional chains that bind us in life. And a lot of those emotional chains are tied to past circumstances that we've gone through. So
yeah.
I want to put you on hold and send that to you. The other thing I just want to tell you as we're going off the air here is that whatever you're going through right now, Carr, it did not take Jesus by surprise. He's not shocked by this at all. And the other aspect of it is this, that Jesus is fully equipped to handle your situation. He can take your hand and walk you through this in such a way that you can experience peace in the midst of this circumstance. So I'm so grateful that you caught the program today, that you pulled off the side of the road and you called in. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you this CD series, and then call us back. We want to be with you in this journey. Okay, Carr? You hang on.
Okay.
Thanks,
Carl. It's really not my whole name, but I just didn't want to say it on the air.
Okay.
That's good.
Hang on.
Well, friends, we appreciate hearing from each one of you who have given over the months and many times the years to keep Basic Gospel on the air. Together, we have this marvelous privilege of proclaiming the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And together with you, it's our hope to keep the good news coming. If you have supported Basic Gospel in the past, you are a terrific encouragement to all of us on the staff. And if you've not had the opportunity just yet to give to support this ministry, why, we ask you to be a partner with us now. We need your most generous gift at this time to stay on the air proclaiming Jesus Christ. If this program is helping you find answers, then we ask you to help by supporting the broadcast with your donations. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. We hope to hear from you today. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.